All right, we're going to go on to the general manager's report. Bertold, go ahead. It's yours.
All right.
10 minutes.
It is 20 minutes. Go ahead, Bertold.
Yeah, so I sent my report late. I was busy doing a few other things. I apologize. We have $14,270.71 in the bank and $630 in PayPal. We have $7,000 of checks, donation that were returned because it was made to WBAI and it didn't have Pacifica. Any check that's close to $2,000 or more, Chase has some stupid things that they do. They return the check. So we're going to have to get these checks reissued somewhere it says Pacifica. We also have a $5,000 still in limbo in PayPal, which is a vendor we paid through PayPal, and then they had either closed their account or not using it, so we paid them again. That was for a premium, so now we have to retrieve that money from PayPal, and this vendor doesn't seem to know how to go in there and use the money and send it back, and PayPal does not seem to be collaborating, so we're not sure what to do yet. So in other words, we have $12,000 of money out there outstanding. Rent is outstanding, $5,300, and Four Times Square hasn't been paid yet for this month, and the call center has a $9,000 outstanding bill.
Okay, Bertold, could I interrupt you 1 second? You did, in fact, send a report, and it is in the mailing list for the committee, and the file name is 2021-09-22 LSB Finance Committee Report .doc. So if you have that, that's what he's reading from. Go ahead. Sorry, Bertold. Go ahead.
And Pacifico with your archives, 4,222 is outstanding. And our central service outstanding for this month is $2,680. And it's $2,680 of central service payment we have outstanding for this year. Not overall. We have previous bad debt, but for central service, for this fiscal year, October 1st, 2020 to September 30th, 2021, we have $2,600 of outstanding central service bill, and I intend to pay it before the end of this month so that we can say we paid central service this year at 100%. Payroll is current. Healthcare bill back is paid, but it's coming up again soon in about 5 or 6 days. Everything else is paid up to date. I just wanted to address something quickly that was said before that I deferred to this meeting. Apple, whatever you said, it didn't sound right to me. WBI, we have been paying payroll regularly, consistently for a while now. The last payroll, because there was a short month or whatever it was, they wanted the money spent on Friday. So we did not have all that money in on Friday. We were short $1,300 and something dollars. So we sent them that money on Monday as soon as, business was back on Monday morning around 9 a.m. You know, so I don't think WBI is a problem yet. $1,306.48, exactly. So that was that. Wanted to clarify that. There's a lot of confusion out there. There's new people here. So let me go a bit very clearly about what's going on here. WBI is usually short about $26,000 per month. And then that consists usually of $16,890 we're supposed to pay to the National Office for Central Service and $4,222 we pay to Pacific Radio Archives. So the two add up to $21,112 So we have another 4,000 or 5,000 shortage. So in other words, all of our operational bills and everything else we pay, the thing that we have not been able to pay consistently and regularly are the central service, which is not an excuse or a good thing or bad thing or worse thing. It's just this is what it is. This year, because we received a $200,000 bequest, somebody died and left us $200,000, we paid the central service in full. We have 2,000 something, whatever I say, 2,000 outstanding. As of July 31st, 2021, NEDA has WBI owing $25,000 net as our budget. We're in the red by $25,000. By the time June, August, and September come in, you know, I would assume that we would be close to, I'm projecting we'll be close to more like $60,000. We had a good month of August. I believe in August that $25,000 deficit is going to go down a little bit. But in September, it's probably going to go up because right now we are $10,000 short of our fund drive goal. You know, our fund drive goal is $3,250 a day. Right now, we are at $61,032.55. That's day 22. If you take day 22 times $3,250, that gives you about $71,000. We should be at $71,000. We're at $61,000. We're having a lot of problems with premiums. We're not really using too much, any, just about, of Christian Blasdale premium this month. So it's a big struggle. And at the producers meeting yesterday, I was pretty firm saying that when we do go out and criticize management using Gary Noll, Christian Blasdale, Tony Bates, Corinne Ferneri, and Anemi Rosenberg, but everybody just sit back and depend on these people to raise money for the station and then still criticize us when we're using their premium. And so that should be part of the finance committee analysis as of what to be done, because the model is that everybody pitches in, you know. And frankly, Linda and I, we are sick and tired of scraping every day, begging, reaching out, you know, and kissing up to whomever we have to get this thing done. Now, our aging summary, as per our QuickBook, says WBI has $1.1 million outstanding, and that's from about 3 or 4 years ago, like over the past three, four, or five years, I have to take a look at that to see. And then most of these, as you can see, are central service. 600, almost 700,000 of that is central service. And you know, we had a little payroll problem at one point. But most of it is then that's about it. All of the other expenses are like current expenses. We still have to pay, you know, a few bills this month, and like ACG is the call center. We have to pay our healthcare bill back. We have to pay rent, and then we have to pay for Times Square. But as I said before, we have $14,000 in the bank right now, and I am going to wait until we get another $6,000 to pay for payroll, and then whatever else comes in, we'll go to pay all these other things. We figured we have another 9 days during the month, projecting at $3,000. That's about $27,000 that would cover at least four Times Square and rent. So that's how we function, the WBI, on a regular basis. We are averaging right now a deficit of $5,750. $52.68 per month based on my latest profit and loss as of today, as of 10 minutes ago. We are a deficit right now is $69,032.27. That will go down because that includes most of our bills for this month, and then it's not including the revenue that we have in plus BAI buddies that are coming in. I think I would wait here and take questions. And then clarify misunderstanding, because it seems like a lot of people here are new and do not really understand, you know, like the whole process of what's outstanding, what's not outstanding, and why not.
You got 10 minutes. Thank you, Bertolt.
Okay. Bertolt, you done?
Yes.
Okay. Let me start something here. I'll start this out. Bertolt, okay, yes, it wasn't a gigantic amount that they wanted that you couldn't get to them quite right, but a little bit late, but it was a little bit late, and that is noticed, no matter what. Remember, people, you've seen these last two bylaws referendums, and I'm sure you've heard some of the propaganda from the people who wanted to change the bylaws about it, and a lot of it centers on BAI. So there's a lot of scrutiny on WBAI, and you got to realize that any time that WBAI is not doing well financially or has a little hiccup in making payroll, this can be a problem. So we got to pay attention to that. The other thing is you're talking about, let me get back to it here, about various people who make us money, the people with the premiums, and you say this is not sustainable. And I was arguing that myself, except I was arguing it to Samori Marksman years and years ago. And it is an issue. We had, I won't name specific people, we had one person back in the 20th century, and that one person was even then responsible for raising the bulk of the on-air fundraising revenue for WBAI. I referred to that as the one big guy model of keeping the station going. Other programs would pitch and would make a handful of money relatively, but it was not enough to really go against the tower rent and the other rent and all the expenses and, in those days, personnel. So, yes, you have a problem that is not a new problem. It's a problem that we were having in the 20th century, and this is not new, and you need to realize we got to think about some other way of doing this, because as you've noticed, if somebody's raising a lot of money, they'll notice it. And if they raise a lot of money and they notice it, they notice how big they are, and they're liable to make demands that you don't like. So I don't know if we can find something else. I mean, I have been advocating for years that the main thing we need to try to do is base the fundraising off the programming content. Although selling stuff seems to do better. All right. Okay. All right. Apple, thank you for that.
Thank you, Apple, yep, for bringing that up. I will follow up with that very quickly. We need to have grant writing. I've been following up with some people who are responding to our asking for grant, pro bono grant writers and major donors. Social media revenue. I've been working on trying to figure out how to get podcasts going, and then that's a struggle because I get distracted doing other things, and we need a little money, and then the CPB money. So for everyone on the call who is not familiar with this, it's about grant writing, major donor, social media outreach to either increase listenership and money, donations, small donations. You should get 1 million people that gives you a dollar, that's $1 million. Then you have the CPB money that's not going to be forthcoming, which was a big thing that exacerbated the hope of Pacifica, because WBI CPB money equated our central service, and we didn't have to wait for a bequest to pay it. And then podcast, generation of podcasts. What we've been doing right now, which is part of the finance report, is that we have two shows right now that are also creating a lot of theater tickets. Which is a backstage story from Marcia Pendleton, which has a huge audience at 9 p.m. on Thursday. And then Harriet Cole also has access to all the 7 or 8 new black theater companies that are going to go on board with, and they need to fill out their seats. So they're giving us a lot of free tickets that we can sell to. So what we have experienced is Linda and I will work with David Rottenberg and got him the tickets of Marcia Pendleton, and then he offered them on his show. And we moved so many tickets that we had to give him two more extra hours at other time, where he moved close to 100 or more tickets for Backstage Story. So that was something we brought up to the producers. And then it seems like a few of event spaces are opening up right now, so Consabo Latino might up a little bit. So these are the prospects, potential fundraising. But
5 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. I'm
okay.
Done.
All right. Very, very fast. Very fast, Berthold.
Now you're citizen.
Yeah. Okay. Very, very fast, Berthold. You say you're talking about podcasting, and as you know, the affiliates are doing it and have offered to help. And I know you have some reason that you haven't really explained fully to me for you're not taking advantage of them. But at some point, maybe you need to consider going to them, even though you don't want to do it their way, because, you know, they're doing it and you're still talking about it. All right? So just that. All right. Now we'll take a stack.
Mario.
Okay. I've got Mario and India Hawkins. Who else?
James.
Daggerton.
Our poll, we have public that don't have to identify themselves. Please refer to me at my at.
Anybody else?
Marilyn. Carolyn.
Matt Mazza.
Yes.
Okay, Carolyn McIntyre.
Carolyn McIntyre. McIntyre. Carolyn McIntyre. Anybody else? Okay, what I have? Mario.
Yes. Question about Berthold.
Give me a second. What I have is Mario, Maat or something, James Sagerton, Matt Mazza, and Carolyn McIntyre. Okay, so let's start with that. Mario, you're on.
Okay. Berthold, you said that the station is raising about $71,000 and the deficit is $23,000 or $26,000.
No, we are raising a lot more than $21,000 a month.
No. You said that you're raising $71,000
a month?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that. We're raising a whole lot more than that.
How much are you raising?
We are raising so far, we have raised
the average.
We have raised $1.3 million.
No, I said monthly.
Over this year, Mario, and then you take the average. When you divide it by 11, right now you're in the 12th month, I think.
That was as of July, so...
Okay.
No, what are you raising every quarter, monthly?
Now,
what are you raising every
quarter? Question and let him answer.
Yeah, well, what is he raising every month?
Give us that. Hold on. It's averaging, we're averaging 131. Well, that is
131,000.
Yeah, but that is with the bequest. If you take out the bequest.
Okay. 131,000. So are you to say that it costs more than $131,000 a month to run the station? Is that what you're saying?
Wait, can I finish? That's $131,000 with the bequest that we receive. If you take out the bequest, we have raised this year $111,000 per month. Our expenses are about $150,000 a month, I believe.
So now it's up to $150,000. I thought it was $120,000.
Our expenses?
Okay. $120,000, I thought it was, but now it's up to $150,000 a month to run the station.
It's always been that much. About
always been. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's $150,000 plus to run the station per month now.
Yeah.
But you're saying it's always been.
Yeah. It with it is it's an average of $124,000 per month, plus cost of goods sold, which are the premiums and all of that stuff, $12,000 average.
So, are you getting two questions? Three maybe. How many buddies do we have? How many members do we have?
Hello? Bertol, we got to move to extend. You don't have to answer that. You have three questions, Mario, and you keep.
All right, Mario. This back and forth is not going to work out. So,
I should have gave him a list.
What I'm going to do is say, let's just ask questions. And Bertold, don't just jump in. Wait till they're done and then answer. And we'll have it be that. That way we will do this. Okay? So, Mr. Timekeeper, are you saying we're done with time here? We have to extend?
That's what that noise means.
Okay. All right.
The motion to extend 15 minutes.
Who's this?
Mario. I can make a motion.
Mario.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't make a motion.
15 minutes.
Paul, excuse me.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a co-chair at this meeting?
No.
The timekeeper, I mean,
all right,
we're all trying to behave.
Mario,
yeah.
You just made a motion to extend the time for 15 minutes, right?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, so there's a motion on the floor to extend the time for 15 minutes. It's not debatable. Is there any objection to extending the time by... Is this a timekeeper?
Yes, sir.
What are you saying?
I object.
Oh, okay, so we're going to go to a vote. All right, so the motion is to extend the time for this item by 15 minutes. And... Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. This requires a two-thirds vote. Jack DePalma.
No.
William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Noel Jameson.
Yes.
Pat Logan.
Pass.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. Matt Mazza.
Abstain.
Carolyn McIntyre.
No.
Bertold Reimers.
Dan.
Doreen Roberts. I'll come back. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Jeffrey Stern. Neil Voss. Michael D.D. White.
No.
Maria Skelton.
Abstain. Thank you.
Abstain. Okay, going back up here. William here. No, you did it. Pat Logan.
Yes.
Logan is yes. R. Paul Martin, abstain. And Jeffrey Stern?
Yes.
Ah, you're there. Neil Voss, final call. Okay. 5-4, 3 against, 4 abstentions. It requires a two-thirds vote, and 5-3 is not a two-thirds vote, so the motion fails. All right. Would somebody else want to... I'll tell you what, we'll give it one more shot if somebody wants to do under 15 minutes, one amount of time.
I would move that we extend 5 minutes, but we try to keep the questions curt and the answers straightforward.
Okay. All right, so you're making a motion that we do 5 minutes. Okay. All right. Okay, the motion is to extend 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we are extended by 5 minutes, and Mr. Timekeeper, I make it 20:35. Okay, and so the next person on here is Ma'at.
Yes, and that sounds correctly, Aura Paul. You got it that time.
Oh, God, I'll call you Hawkins. Come on. It's your time. Go ahead.
See how we don't want to fall into disrespect. I brought it up as a security issue, plus Ma'at represents the goddess of all truth. Okay, so...
Pardon me for pronouncing it correctly.
You got it correctly, but the other comment you made about or something, remember, I'm the one that's going to do a series, how I see to save the station.
You have a question?
Yes, I do, a series of articles. So please, let us all be respectful toward each other. Thank you. Now, what I have to say to Bertho's report is we can't get there from here, in a manner of speaking. The easy things to do, like taking the pulse of your listeners, according to Dingman, you've lost 75%. So especially in 52-week fundraising, you must have minimally 6 weeks report to and from the listener. You must call the listener and find out that as fascism roils down all about us, most recently against women, we must bring, it used to be the flagship, I think it was Hugh Hamilton, we had a talk back programs where the beginning of the program is the listeners weighing in, and you must rebrand yourself. I do a project, 2-1 PR Angel, a pro bono project, but it's hard to actually bring ideas to BAI. You must rebrand, transform, show a different face so that you can approach some of those progressive big donors. There are steps to it, but you have to be willing to work with someone like me that could show you how to, when you change programming, already done that. Bertho put in a certain email that I'll send you, and that one-page report will show you how you and Linda change scheduling on program where the community feels engaged and feels peace around it. Thank you.
Okay, James Sagerson, go ahead.
Thank you. I wanted to suggest and ask, give Bertho an opportunity to just make some comments on some of these things. It was mentioned about podcasts. It's my understanding we are doing some podcasts. I want to see if Bertho could elaborate on that. Also, the notion of content-based fundraising has been brought up a couple of times here. I would like Bertho to elaborate on what his hopes are for many of the producers who have very poor fundraising and, to a certain extent that we know, low audience, if they could try and do some content-based fundraising, which means create their own premiums which have something to do with the theme of their show so that their listeners aren't interrupted by sales pitches for other products, but they can retain their own audience, raise a small amount of money, but enough to sustain themselves. And if many producers do that, we could sustain the station. And finally, I want to ask about an $11,520 fundraising day you had a couple of days ago that was very successful. I just wonder if you could give us a little explanation of what was different about that and how that happened.
All right, podcast. You guys are pushing me on that. I just don't like, the affiliates archives is outdated. It's old. We have new people doing these things. We have young people doing it. It's what we need is a matter of money. The podcasting is not the problem. Curating the podcast is, you know, we have people who know how to do that. They remove things that are not supposed to be on podcast from the show, and then curate it, and then put like little pieces of PR in it and stuff like that. We are trying to look for some money because this is something that we would need to have almost a full-time person do, or a part-time person do, to curate the podcast, to put them in there, to send them to specific audiences, the affiliates are not doing anything near that first. You know, so I'm sorry that you guys pushed me until I had to say that. Second, the content base, every producer has been told over and over, including last night at the producers meeting for the whole hour, I talked too much probably about, I would rather have you do the fourth week of fourth show that's supposed to be preempted to do a fundraising and to find something related to your show. And if everybody did that regularly, hopefully that we might take a little hit with all these other big money makers, or we can use them here and there. But in general, if we have at least a good 50% or 20% of the producers doing that, that would bring more content on the air. And then hopefully we'll be able to still generate money. I mean, we're doing that with Harriet Cole, who does a regular show, interview somebody who has a book or something, and then just do two soft pitches, you know, half time and at the end. And then we usually get like a bunch of, not a lot of money, like a good $500. You know, if everybody did that, that would be perfect, and there would be fun. And then, as far as the $11,000 fundraising day yesterday, we have been having discussions with the people who do the fundraising for us, and so we're trying to find ways to get around them because, as Apple said, you know, sometimes it's frustrating dealing with that kind of stuff. And we had so many different things. We had theater tickets. We had old shows from Felipe and Tony Bates, The Journey, Bobby Sanabria. We had a mixture of politics and health and music. But you never really know, you know, what's going to work and then how it's going to work. You know, about $4,000 of that $5,000 was from Gary Nall still, you know, so... Even without the Gary Nall, then you're talking about we still brought in $6,000 for that day, you know. And, you know, you see what happens, and then you try. And then we did that in 4 hours of pitching yesterday, interspersed, which wasn't bad. I'm done.
Okay, did I hear the timekeeper say something?
Yeah, you're past time now.
All right, we have two more people. So I'm going to make a motion that we extend by 10 minutes, and then that'll be it. Okay, so I move that we go 10 minutes. And is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Hearing none. We are extended by 10 minutes, and Mr. Timekeeper, I make it 2044. Okay, the next person is Matt Mazza.
Hi. Now, commentary on premiums relating to a show. The best example of that is Mimi Rosenberg. All her stuff deals with issues that her program deals with. And she
can you speak louder, Matt? Put your mouth closer to the... to the microphone or the speaker or the phone.
How is this? Better?
Yeah.
Okay. Mimi is the best example of a premium relevant to a show. We just sent out 35 of them, I think 150 each, of a CD set on Jim Crow. Now, this is right in line with the subject matter of our show. And in the Pacifica Foundation, the mission statement, we are educational. Yes, we get money for things, but this is pure education. You have to see some of these things. Gary Nall, well, two, the infomercials, they're educational, and they make money. But Mimi is the best. And the way we're streamlined now with the webmaster, I work with him and Bertold, so it's getting a lot easier between me and Bertold and Chris, the webmaster, to get things done. I work with Chris. He imports stuff. I produce it, print it, send it out. And it's much better. Bertold has a little more time to be the manager instead of a premium. I wouldn't eliminate premiums. Keep them as part of the mission statement, education. They're very good, most of them. But yet, other sources of fundraising, yes, definitely we need. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. Next is Carolyn McIntyre.
Thank you. I don't know how to say this, but I'm just listening to the meeting and the comments and noticing that there's a lot of comments tonight about looking at what's wrong, picking at this, picking at that, badgering. I would say it's borderline badgering. And it makes me sad because I don't know how many people are on this call, but if we were to stop getting out the boxing gloves and hold hands and really work to uplift the station, and that means all of us reaching out to people we know to see if they are willing to donate. The number one reason why people don't donate to a cause is because nobody asks them to. And for all the criticism and picking at this and that, what are you all doing? Those of you that want to just keep pointing the finger, can you please let me know what you're doing to do fundraising for this station? And for that comment about the grant, they just completed the audit. What are you doing to get grants for WBAI? I mean, some of these voices I've heard, you've been around for a long time. How much money have you raised for this station? Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Timekeeper, what's our situation?
Got time.
Okay. Is there anybody else? I'm
going to put it back.
Who's this?
Mario.
Mario. All right. Mario, go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you. Three questions for Bertold. One, how many buddies do we have? How many members do we have? And the Alex Steinberg is a member of the local station board, so there was a lawsuit. What is that costing the station, if anything?
Okay.
Or the foundation? Which our station is part of.
All right, Bertold, you go ahead with your part. I don't think you can answer all of it, but go ahead.
Yeah, so WBI is averaging about $20,000 a month in BI Buddy. We actually had $9,000 in September of 2020 as we're doing transitions and updates, and it jumped to $20,000. Now we are averaging 20,000. We have about 3,000 members, you know, so it's about $15 per buddy. That was your question. And I have them all by dates and by shows. You know, the higher show has, brings in, $758 per month and have about, has about 59 buddies, and that's the Leonard Lopez show.
How many members do we have?
We have about 7,000 members, 6,500 members.
Now, here's a member question for you. Last question:
Everybody come to order. Okay, everybody come to order. All right. We have multiple people yelling here, and Mario, I think people may be objecting to you getting so many different questions in there and going back and forth, and we need to not have all this back and forth, okay?
You elaborated. I wanted to ask, if I join, if I send money to KPFT and join it being this one foundation, I'm a member. Am I?
You're a member of KPFT.
Yeah. But if you are a member of...
But it's one foundation.
If you're a member of two stations, you're going
to have... No, no. If I send money to D.C., I'm a member of the foundation, which makes me a member of BAI, doesn't it?
No! It's the station. If you send BAI money, you're a member of BAI. If you send it to KPFT, you're a member of KPFT.
This is in the bylaws?
Yes.
That's how they count.
That's in the bylaws. Okay.
I didn't say that, but that's how they count it.
No, somebody said yes.
I don't care what somebody else said. That's how they count it.
No, it's a legitimate question.
Right.
It's something
Mario,
new that came about.
Mario,
thank you very much.
Send money to KPFT and then try to vote at BAI on the basis of that. You'll find out.
Okay.
All right. How are we in time, Mr. Timekeeper?
2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes. Somebody want to do 2.5 minutes, which I hope we only do 2.5 minutes, or can we go?
My ad is after Mario. Thank you.
You want to? Okay, go ahead.
There must be, by management, Berto Ramos and Linda Perry, a reimagining of starting with every 6 weeks minimally talking to and surveying the listenership. You must also block some time to talk directly to listeners, members, return phone calls. It's not happening now. And people don't have an impression of transparency and democracy. You're too remote or so. I was looking at something, some documentation of you're picking up my call on April 4th, 2015. I told you something that you shrugged your shoulders about, but the truth eventually comes out. You need to be forward thinking about that. That's it.
Okay. How are we with time, Mr. Timekeeper?
1 minute, exactly.
Anybody want to try for 1 minute, or do we go on?
I'll try for 1 minute.
Who's trying?
This is L.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Brief comment on the young lady who said, "What are you doing?" When you have a business, you look at all ends. Everyone... Mm-hmm. In business needs money, but how you spend money and how you manage money is very important. Otherwise, there is no business. So the questions that have been posed in regards to how the money is being spent or how the business is being managed is exceptionally important. And I would say refer to history if you feel it's not. So gathering the money is important. But how you spend it is extremely important. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Timekeeper, I think we're at it. Yes, I have 2054, so we're done, right? Timekeeper?
You say the magic words.
All right. Well, there you go. Okay. All right. The next item.
With a prize.
The next item on the agenda is General Manager Presents Draft FY22 Budget. Go ahead, Bertolt.
How much time does that get? Please.
30 minutes.
Wow, that's a good one. Wait, go ahead. You can start now.
All right. So if you have the spreadsheet that I sent and look into explanation...
Please tell us the file name of the spreadsheet, Bertold.
2020-10-01 to 2021-07-31 income statement compatibility mode. last modified Wednesday at 5:07 a.m.
Okay. Could people who are not talking right now please mute? All right. Go ahead, Bertolt.
Okay. So if you look at the sheet of that budget, that shows the budget, that shows the sheet that says budget, FY 2022. We already went over the listener support, the revenue, which shows $1.4 million. $1.4 million.
Wait a minute. Okay.
So this is like a general presentation of things. I'm budgeting.
That's total revenue.
That's total revenue. Yeah, that's
total revenue is 1.4. Okay.
That's the revenue. And that's line 27, row AA. AA 27. Now, if we go into row AA 29, row A 29, it shows expenses. So this is a summary of expenses. So that shows that total 2022 budget for AA, salary and related expenses is $451,000. Board expenses budgeted $2,196. Administrative expenses $330,000. Programming expenses $221,000. Development expenses $294,000. And community event expenses, $21,000. Now, if you look on the right side, it shows the prorated, up to July of this month. July of this month, divided by 9 times 12, we have made that $565,000 for salary and related expenses represent 9 months actual divided by 9 times 12. So we are prorating it. We are assuming this average over 9 months times 12 is going to give us 565, 285, 313,000, 285 because then there won't be an election next year, 313,000 for administrative expenses, 221,000 for programming expenses, 266 for development expenses, and 187 for community event expenses. So far we have spent close to $1.2 million in expenses. That's not including essential service.
All right, hold on a second. Somebody's clicking. Got something clicking against their telephone or something. Could you please either mute or stop the clicking from happening? Thank you. Continue, Bertolt.
Yeah. So if you do that, a current of 1.6 million raise, prorated raise, minus 1.3 million, that gives you a net profit of 292,000. Then if you take the 253,000 of central service, So then we are left at $39,000 of net income loss. And when you take out capital expenditures, we are at $39,000. So we will see how that goes. And the reason why this is going like that is the revenue is a little hyper extended, $1.6 million, because it's including the $200,000 over the 9 months. So therefore, the prorated is going to be a little higher. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't understand, you can jet that as a note, and then we can go over that. My budget, on the budget side, I am projecting $1.3 million in expenses. So we'll have a net income loss of income of $91,000. Minus $253,000 of central service will be at a deficit of $161,000, and then if you take out capital expenditure, will be at $187,000. We don't really do leasehold improvement and all of that stuff, but we just always put that in there in case there is something that happens, something that breaks down. So we are projecting a maximum of $187,000 of losses for next year. That is not including any major grants or anything like that. You know, so now everyone is following, right? Now, if you go down to colon AA, row 83, you're looking at these numbers. I have fixed the consultant. It was at 30,000. It's in the Word document. What I did is I took some consultants that are more or less permanent, like the morning show host, the booker, and I did put them on the salary. And then I realized that, you know, the budget is not balancing out. So I just took them out, and I put consultant on the consultant as they are. They should be on the salary, but they are on the consultant. So that's what they are. So I left them there. So you can see the 164. And then you can go down the line, telephone, 6,000, professional legal fees, 12,000. So far there's zero this year, but you know, we never know what's going on in this network. I don't anticipate anything. WBI has not had a lawsuit since I've been general manager. Any lawsuit that we dealt with is when I became general manager, I inherited. And I did my best to avoid them. Any other lawsuits had to do with the board or whatever, but as far as the station itself, there has been no lawsuits. You know, the bank charges, $10,000, and then you go down the line, office rent, column AA, row 104, that's $63,000. These are things that do not change. All the administrative expense, including depreciation, is about $10,000. These are the big numbers. Then you go into the tower rent. That is four times square. And tower utilities is about $1,500 plus or minus. As you can see, that matches more or less what we have in expenses on the right, in the blue, 174 versus 152. We have to realize that we have a little increases every year of this thing. Electricity seems to be more or less the same, so I left it at that. You know, you have website expenses, 6,000 versus 8,800, and then, you know, we can go over what are those website expenses. Engineering maintenance, you know, so that's when I used to have our engineering, you know, like basically WBI is operating without an engineer. We have Jay Glantz, who gives us his services for free, and we have Grayson Challenger, who gives us his service practically for free, but not totally. But it's like, you know, we pay him a dollar on for every $100 we should pay him. So I put $9,000 as an emergency, as a contingency, because we have to project that will happen. So if you go further down on the major expenses, Pacific Radio Archives, I'm projecting that we pay them $24,000 in premium. We do have some payment of them in premium after we arrange that in our actual financial statement so that can be reflected in here.
Bertol, could you please tell us a line number on that?
Line number 156.
156, thank you.
156. So, line number 160, printing, renewal form. You know, this is, Matt can tell you all about that. You know, we are printing stuff, letters, sending for premiums and all that kind of stuff. We do order once in a while, postage and subscription. Rental is really postage, stamps that come, subscription supplies. These are CDs, DVDs, and all that kind of stuff. Then you have the third-party vendors, which is $71,000 projecting. Then I'm projecting a fund drive of $72,000. Then I have $32,000 advertising and promotion. But as you can see, if you look to the right, you see $141,000 and $103,000. These things, in our financial statement, they are not sparse. They're not broken down. Like you see, the $14,000 subscription supplies, the $11,890 further up, and the 6,000, these are all included in, you know, the cost that goes towards the 141 and the 103. So development expenses, we're projecting 294,000. So far, we have about 266,000. Now, I'm going to the next sheet that says profit and loss by month. If you click on that, I'm giving you a second to look at it. This shows you the actual, you know, day by day, you know, play by play what's happening at WBI. Every time we pay something to Chase or to whatever, it goes into our QuickBook and it's posted against those accounts. Now, the thing that we need to do is we need to readjust those accounts so that they can match exactly the budget, or the budget so that it can match those accounts so that we can have a 1-for-1 comparison. But if you look at this in October, it's column B, line 21. Can everyone see that? We made, Paul, you can see that?
Now, okay, I'm looking in here. Which line is this?
Line 21, column B. It says October 2020, total income $91,000. I'm just walking you through the whole thing. You know, and then in November, it was $71,000. It was a bad month. In December, $129,000, $205,000. January, $75,000. In February, bad month. March, $120,000. April, $155,000, May, $99,000, and so forth and so on. As you can see, in June, it's $294,000 because we got the $200,000 bequest. And in there also, some of that money included in there has to do with the PPP loan that we received. Okay, so... now, let's go down to further down on row 31. This is the cost of goods sold. These are premium, the cost of the premiums we are buying that, and then that we are selling or offering to our members. We paid Gary $6,417, and all other vendors $2,000. So we paid $9,000 in October. So it's a different month. Some months we paid $2,000. We made $71,000, so we didn't have money, so we didn't buy too many premium. The next month in December, we try to catch up and then get people happy during the holidays to make money. So we bought for $23,000 of premium, and then you can go across and you can see, you know. So we spent up to July 2021 $125,000. That's column L. That's row 125, 150.06 in a premium. Prorated, you divide it by 9, you multiply it by 12. That tells you maybe by September 30th, it might be close to 150,000. And so that's how we go. Going down now, you see the salaries and related expenses. There's nothing extraordinary about these. These are regular stuff, health benefits, those things. They are what they are. As you can see, they average about $40,000 a month. It's $20,000 a paycheck every 15 days. And that's the cheapest we can get to. And then these are the health benefits that are underneath that add up to $96,000, probably going to $116,000. Then you have your consultant administration. Consultant programming, fund drive, under fund drive consultant, you have a few consultants, Kathy Davis, Tony Bates, and then you have Christine Blasil. I made a separate thing where you see we paid her $39,000 so far this year, prorated probably projecting $47,000. If you want to know why you pay her so much money, for every $22,000 of net cash we get in the month
from her net means after all expenses, we have $22,000 we can pay bill with. We pay her under that we pay her $4,000 and over that we pay her $6,000. So that's how that works. And you know, there's a formula. If it goes below a certain amount, we pay less $3,000. But as you can see, there are certain months that she exceeded. And then usually these are the months you can see that we raise a whole lot of money. So if you look at all the consultant also includes, things like people who are covering for board apps, who call sick, who have vacations, you know, they have to have some vacation. So your total consultant, row 49, is 9,000, 13, 13, 16, 19, 13, 16, 19, it's prorated to 177,000. So it's averaging about 14,000 a month consultant. You have to keep in mind also, we did receive a $6,000 that was a dedicated amount of money for us to pay specifically consultants to work on social media and marketing. So that's like around June and July where you can see that went up a little bit. Central service is central service, $21,000 every month, so it's like $253,000 in Pacific Radio Archives. As you can see, our telephone lines and telephone expenses are rather low compared to what I've heard that they are in other stations, tens of thousands of dollars. As you can see on row 62, our telephone line, everything put together is like 2,000. It averages between June and July, it's averaging $1,770. And those are cable, internet cable at 4 Times Square, internet cable at 388, that manages most of our phone line. Then you have Verizon at 4 Times Square and Verizon at 388 Atlantic Avenue, the Fios, that's where we broadcast. These are the lines we use to broadcast. So the Time Warner cable is also a backup. We have a DSL line, I believe, or something like that as a backup. So if Verizon crashes or if there's a problem with Verizon, we can go to Time Warner and back and vice versa.
That answers the LSP complaints, Bertol. They were complaining about the station going down. Thank you. That's a backup.
Yeah, well, you know, and then but we don't have the technology to have it just, flip it in a minute.
Bertol, just continue on this as you were going.
All right. So then as you keep going here, you can see the tower rent, it goes from row 79 from $12,730, and then it went up to $13,112.72 in July. You know, it goes up every year, plus or minus, and then the utilities are about $1,000, row 84. So these are like regular expenses that are not going up, they are not going down at all. So let's go back now to the next sheet where I have something called explanation. I wish I had spent a little more time on this. Maybe I'll put in more time. And I hope we have a meeting in 2 weeks to go over this because I know it's a lot. And then I just sent this to you, and I spent 2 weeks working on it. So you're going to need a little more time to digest it, and you can have questions and email me. So if you see here, on the sheet that is explanation, and then if you go below where it says major expenses and description, when you see tower rent, we are budgeting $174,000 in tower rent. We have now as of July paid $127,000 prorated to the right, the column D. We would probably pay $152,700 altogether this year. So I am projecting that we're going to have $21,000 extra to pay next year on that. That's on the budget. There's a 4% increase. So even though 14% is an increase year over year, but through the 4% over 152, it's a little, I'm just being a little cautious. Rent does not go anywhere. It's the same at 63,600 at 388. Advertising and promotion. It's probably at 54,000. I'm projecting 63,000. So let's pass that capital campaign also. Let's go to premiums. Premiums, I'm projecting 143,000. We have spent so far 125,000 in premium. Prorated 12 months divided by 9 times 12, that's about, we're going to probably spend about $150,000 in premium this year. So that's $6,000, $7,000 more. We are budgeting $7,000 less. You can see that's significant. I don't think that's really significant. If you want, I can add that $7,000 in there. Central service stays the same. There are no changes. Consultants. Projecting 164,000 of consultants in the budget. The current one is 147,901 as of July. If you project it to prorated in September, divided by 9 times 12, that's about 170,000. So that's 13,000. That's 13,000 less. There are consultants, as I said, there's a $6,000 that were given to pay consultants to do some work in social media, so I'm not expecting that. So that will come out of we would not continue with anyone, because that was a one-time donation for that specific purpose. If you take that 6,000 and take it out of the 13,000, that's 7,000. So the consultant is a $7,000 difference than projecting a little less. Salary and related expenses. I am projecting in the budget 451. We are at 492. We're going to divided by 9 times 12 is going to be 591 this year, plus or minus. Why am I projecting so much less in the budget?
Yeah.
Well, there was an increase in pay of the union workers, and there was some retro payment. I didn't have the time to go over that. I can go in and ask Netta or myself, get the whole thing together. But we did like a 2-year or 3-year retro pay of the people in the union. All of them, from Michael to Reggie to Max and Sean. We had underpaid them. We had underpaid some of them because we were paying them under the minimum allowed by the contract, union contract that they were under, even though the contract was not effective. So we remedied that. And then there was a raise. So there was a prorated raise. So we went back a year or something like that. So all of that added up to the salary being 591. So 139,000. I understand that I'm going to have to go and look at those increases, the retro payment, so that I can show them to you, so that you can accept whether or not the $451,000 I'm projecting for the budget is acceptable. Fund drive expenses, projecting $72,000 in the budget. We are probably going to be paying $105,000. We had a lot of products. We are moving a lot now towards events. Consabor has 2 events, one at Lehman College, one at SOB they're going to do. We have a lot of theater tickets. We are going towards a lot of download, and then most of our memes and all of those things are actually CDs and DVDs that we are producing in-house. I do believe that the 33,000 also is a significant change. Now, I put not significant, but that's something that I'm going to have to show you why I'm projecting 72 instead of 105, and then you could decide that I should increase it to more than 72. So what I'm projecting is I have to come up with explaining to you the 72 and the 451 most likely. Everything else is not really significant as far as changes in the budget. They're saying more or less the same.
You've got 5 minutes.
Okay. Berthold.
I add on this.
Okay, so you're done at this moment, right? All right.
Yeah.
So Berthold, one, consultants. We've discussed this before. You're counting people as consultants, I think, that have been working there for a number of months or maybe longer than months, right?
Yeah. Yes. And
there are laws about that?
Yeah.
They're employees? You get snagged with them being de facto employees, there's going to be fines and stuff. You know,
yeah,
I mean, don't keep – please don't break the law. Please don't have people as consultants in fact, have them be de facto employees. That's going to get us in trouble. It will cost more in the long run because the state will go back and look it up and see how much of that's been done. And everything you're going to save, you're going to end up having to spend a multiple of it, plus a fine. Also, electric. You let me get back to it here. The where is it? You were talking in here about electric. One second.
Well, that tell me I can get through it for you.
All right. Yeah. So electric. Wow. All right. Now I can't find the damn thing. I had a question about the electric. And, oh, that's it.